Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording.
Okay. This is hada hadihi. Okay. She answered the question. No, you stay and you're back in your seat. So she answered the question. She said hada for male, hadihi for female. Any reason why? That's right. You can see that, okay? But this is, say, hada. Hada, when I look to the bag, do I say hada or hadihi? Bag is shanta. Bag in Arabic is called what?
Shanta.
So, or another name, haqiba. Is either shanta or haqiba. So when I say hada or hadihi?
Hadihi,
that's right. You know, shams, the sun, is a female word in Arabic. When I say hada ash-shams or hadihi ash-shams, hadihi ash-shams. The moon, we know it's a male word in Arabic. You know, shams does not have a ta at the end, ta marbuta, right? Ash-shams does not have a ta marbuta at the end, right? Even though she doesn't have a ta marbuta, but it is still, huh? Female words. Female word. All female words, not all female words, most of female words have ta marbuta at the end. However, there are words that are exceptions to the rule. Okay. All right. So this is for a single, for one. How about for two? In English, we also say this. These. Right? In English, you say, these two girls, this girl and a boy, these two oranges, these two desks. You got it?
Yeah.
These. In English. In Arabic, we say, ha, thani, or ha, thani. Hadani or hatani. Hadani or hatani. Okay? So, what is for... This we said, this is male gender, and this is female gender. Okay. Hadani is what?
Male.
And hatani?
Female.
Because it has the ta in the middle here. Right? It has the ta in the middle. But anyway, that's not a rule. But hatani is for female. So that's male gender. And this is female gender. Now, in English, these... In English, for 3+, we use also these. As we know, one of the fundamental differences between Arabic and English is that Arabic has double. It has a double. Okay? Double for the name. So you can say an orange, two oranges, or three oranges are the same in English, right? But in Arabic, if it's one apple, we say tufaha. If it's two, we say tufahatan. And if it is three, we say tufah or tufahat. Both are fine. If you want to make it the regular ones, it's tufahat. If you want to make it the not regular, regular plural, then you say tufah. So both are okay. You got this part? So in English, there's no double. There's no double case. In Arabic, there is a double case. So, these also, if it's 3+, we say ha'ula, ha'ula. Ha'ula means like ha'ula al-banat. These girls. Ha'ula, ha'ula. هؤلاء البنات هؤلاء الأولاد. So هؤلاء works for both male gender and female gender.
Okay?
How about for far, if we say that? What's the difference between this and that in English?
This is like this is referring to one specific object, like is we're referring to like one thing, like one thing. Like I guess they're like actually the same thing. It's just one is something like you don't really understand, and one is like the opposite, I guess.
That is far. This is near. So, there is my shoes. It's near. That one was my father. So, this is near. That is what? Far. Okay. So, that is for single. It is the same like hadha and the hadhi. It is the same. How about two for that? And how about three for the plus for that? We're going to cover those in a few minutes. Just keep them on the side now. The next thing we want to talk about, we want to talk about the pronouns. The pronouns. The pronouns it's like the ownership. First of all, ownership. So if I want to say my bag is, if I tell you that Haqiba is bag, if I tell you that Haqiba is bag, this is number one, page number one, it's page number two. Haqiba. Haqiba or Haqibat Ahmed, for example, because it's ta' marbuta. So, if I want to say my bag, if I want to say my Haqiba, I want to say my Haqiba is Arab Gizi, my Haqiba, one word in Arabic and one word in English, mixed. So, if I want to say my bag, how do I say my bag? Haqibati, good job. What's your name?
Dima.
So, Haqibati. Haqibati.
You said seven.
So where do we get?
There's eight people in this class. Which people are with four?
Can you make one extra?
Until the office is really cold. So we can make it hot. Pretty sure I love it.
Well,
Peter, please.
That's fine. I can use one of the, like this one here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, hadani, hatani, and هؤلاءك. هؤلاءك. Now for the far, there is this is for the far. So for the far we have so we have ذلك ذلك and تلك ذلك and تلك. Okay, can you collect the homework, check the binders? See, it's like here ذلك and تلك. So ذلك and تلك. ذلك is for male gender. تلك is female gender. The homework will be done on a separate sheet of paper. So, ذلك is for the male gender and تلك for the female gender. You can see these ones on the on your table, and the table here. So, how about for two? I refer you to the table on page number one. I'm going to ask you and you answer. Okay? If I talk about something near and it's female, which one do you use? Something near and female.
This.
We use this, yeah. But in Arabic, we use هذه. Got it? Okay. Practice using the table. Okay, if I tell you that two near girls, which is these two girls, near. So, what do you do?
Hatani.
You do? Hatani.
So what?
Hatani. You do hatani. You do what?
Hatani.
How about if they are far? If they are far, then what do you do?
Female or male?
Tanika.
Female.
Tanika.
Tanika. Tanika. Okay? Two female is Tanika. Okay? I expect you to look at the table when you're doing your homework. So I want to make sure you understand the table. Okay. How about if it is two boys near me? These two boys near me, huh?
Hadani.
That's right. Hadani.
Are you writing this?
It's in the table that they have. You don't have one?
Yes.
She needs one. Shall she make a copy of two?
Okay.
One for her and one for me. Okay. Oh, you have an extra copy? Can you take one as a precaution, like to just make sure? Where's the girl here?
Oh,
okay. You can use this one.
This
one, okay. So if you don't find the other one, you don't have to come and go. Okay. So those two boys. What is it? What do we use?
The close one, those two boys?
Yeah, far. Those is far. So two boys for the nikah. The nikah. The nikah. How about if they are two boys but they are far? Then what do we use?
We just said
how about two girls far? Danica. You notice that every time you get a female, a ta will show up somewhere. You know? A ta will show somewhere. Hadihi, yeah, except hadihi, right. But it ends with ha, which is kind of similar to ta marbuta. Okay. How about if I point to those boys? Those boys, and those boys are more than, are three and more. Those boys, what do we use? Ulaika. How about if it's girls, group of girls? Ulaika, ulaika. That's right. Okay, you know now how to use the table? Okay. Now, on the very right column, they say first person, second person, third person. No, it's not here. Okay, that's fine.
Is it on the...
That's fine. Now...
Yeah, is it the one right here? This one is the page on the...
Yes, but don't wait. I mean, we're not there yet. We need to finish the first table. Okay. Now there is a column for... The first column, which is a connecting. The first, what we have covered so far is a pointer. Is a pointer. Say, this, that, those. This, that, those. This, that, those. Okay? These are the ones we covered right now. But we didn't cover connecting pronouns. What are the connecting pronouns? It is the column, first column from the left. It's called connecting because connecting two words. Like, for example, we say, the girl that ate the apple. The girl, huh? That ate the apple. Do you see this example? Mm-hmm. The girl that ate the apple. The girl... That ate the apple. Let's translate this in English to Arabic. The girl is, huh? Al-bint. Remember, here, this is called connector. This one, connector. Connector is this and that. They connect two words together. Two words together. I think in English you have only that. You have only this, these, those. So, how do we connect this in Arabic? What is the girl in Arabic? Al-bint. 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 We want to connect it with another word. What is ate the apple? Akalat. At-tufah. At-tufah. Okay. Two words. The girl and ate the apple. How do we connect them? So far, they are separate from each other. So we have the girl and ate the apple. Both of them, they don't make sense by themselves, right? They don't give meaning. Okay? They are they are separate from one another.
Instead of saying Tineka for that, can't you say who ate the apple?
Yes, we can say who as well. So here say Allati. Allati. You see how do we connect them together? So these are connecting these are connecting verbs. Okay. Another example. Is to say the boy who ate the apple. The boy who ate the apple. Or you can say the boy that ate the apple. Right? Either or in English. In Arabi, again, الولد and then أكل تفاحة. So الولد أكل التفاحة. الولد, the boy, أكل التفاحة is a sentence. This sentence, these two by themselves don't make any sense. So what do we use? الذي. الذي. You see how they connect two sentences together, two parts together? Now, I am going to make it the two girls that ate the apple. 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 Again, in Arabi, what do you say about the two girls? How to make bint double? Yes. Bintain or bintain? The default is bintain, but bintain is correct. Right? Bintain. Dania? Dima. Dima is correct. And what's your name? Iman. Raisa? Sadia. Okay. The two girls that ate the apple. So bintain. البنتان البنتان ها huh? Which one do we use from the table? اللتان. You can see it. Do you see it in the first page? In the first page. اللتان. So أكلتا التفاحة. You notice that I change it from akalat to akalata. Akalata. Because what?
It's plural and it's
female. Because it's double. Because it's what?
Double.
Double. You got it? So, because it's double, so akalat, akala becomes akalata. You got this part?
Mm-hmm.
You always add alif to make it plural. Al-bintan. So how do we connect them? You can say that or who, whatever. How to connect them? What do we use from the table? Huh? Al-latani. Al-latani. Al-bintani, al-latani. البنتان اللتان أكلتا التفاحة. البنت التي أكلت التفاحة. البنت التي أكلت التفاحة الولد الذي أكل التفاحة
If you can read the word without tashkil, like in Arabic, we, the Arab people, don't need that. Don't need the tashkil. I can just read it without tashkil. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because we're used to it. Like, hada, we use it all the time. You see? Okay? In the Egyptians, they say dah. Dah. And if it's a girl, you say di. And it's slang that has nothing to do with the Arabic language. It's perfect, I mean, pure slang. Pure slang. So, so how about al-walad? How to make al-walad double? Al-waladan. Al-waladan. الولدان انت بتحكي سوري بتحكي شامي فلسطيني تعرف السلانج كيف حالك وين امك I speak all dialects I speak I'm Egyptian, so I speak Egyptian. I speak Syrian, I speak Palestinian.
Did you just ask her where her mom is?
Yeah. Where her mom is. Okay, so. Yeah, okay. Al-waladani. So now we want to make the akala. We want to make akala for two. We want to make akala for two. How do we make akala for two? If it's a female, look, if it's a female, we made akalata. It says akala. So, akala al-waladani. Akala. Do you see? Akala al-tuffaha. الولدان اللذان أكل التفاحة or who ate the apple. So, from the table, what connector do we use?
اللتان.
Did you check the binders? Gather the homework?
I got the homework, not the binders. How many of you guys have a binder?
The ones who don't have binder, like put a grade for every binder.
Normally we just do points, but it's way too late in the class.
So, take off today's notes. Take it out. Take out today's notes from the binder. And Lena is going to check the binder. Huh? Check them again. Oh, you got it.
But I have these notes too.
Oh, this is the original. Okay, no talking. No talking. Lena's going to just get the binder and give it back to you without any talking. No distractions. No distractions. No distractions. Just take the binder and go back. Go to the back. If you grade the binder when they are next to you, just take it to the side so they don't. Okay. What is the connecting word that we can use from the table? What is the connecting word?
Al-waladani.
Al-waladani? Huh?
Al-waladani.
Al-waladani is for female.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're talking about al-waladani, the two boys.
Oh, all right.
So. Huh? What? اللذاني ما شاء الله
اللذان. If you're comfortable of reading this without tashkil, don't put the tashkil.
How many of you guys can like comfortably read in general? English? Yeah, I read English.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, really well.
And this is page number 3.
I know.
Okay. Now, let's make it plural.
Yeah.
So we say
those two. Wait, is it feminine or masculine? Which one? The one and
the. Yes. Okay. The plural of الولدان is. Let's start with the بنتان because it's easier. البنت. What is the plural of البنت? Huh? It's regular plural. It's regular plural. No, we're talking about the birth, the plural of the girl.
Right.
The plural of the girl. Huh?
Benet.
What do we do for the regular noun? Regular female noun. What do we do? Huh? We add a. You add البنت البنات السكر السكرات البقرة البقرات آتا you know البقرات الشمس well let's put the الشمس because it's a regular one السيارة ها السيارات التفاحة تفاحات الموزة ها الموزات okay البنت البنات ها I don't want a regular one I want to make it regular for the purpose of teaching of course if Arab people might say الموز or always say الموز But that's irregular, and I want to teach them the regular. The regular is just like that has to be memorized by their own. الولدان اللتان. So we go there and say بنات. We say البنات. البنات. And then أكلوا or أكلنا Okay. You notice what did I do for akala? What did I do for akala? I added something called noon in niswa. Noon in niswa. Niswa means women. Niswa means women. So we say the noon of women. Noon and niswa. And it always has shadda on it. Okay? So notice the verb. The verb becomes أكلنا. Okay? So, البنات what? أكلنا التفاحة. So, which one do we use from the table? Which connecting word?
Wait, is it the two? Is it like...
It is the last one on the bottom. The last one on the bottom, which is what? No, not اللاتي. 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 So اللاتي. اللاتي. You know that sign over there? This sign here? It means what? Means mad. اللاتي. In the Quran, when you read, you see that it means mad. ولا الضالين. Right? So how do you pronounce it? Huh? البنات, huh? البنات. اللاتي. So now, the plural of الولد, it's irregular. So it's unfortunate that I have to use it. I love to teach you regular stuff only, but here sometimes I have to use الأولاد.
Really matter?
الأولاد. Okay. الأولاد, is it standard or regular plural? It is irregular. Because what is the regular plural? لاعب, لاعبون. مصلي, مصليون. Right? متكلم, huh? متكلمون. This is the default. You can say متكلمين or متكلمون. The default case is The default case means like the case that you base on it, and then you build on it. That's called default case. So, المتكلم, huh? المتكلمون, right? اللاعب, huh? اللاعبون. So, الأولاد أكلوا. التفاحة. أكلوا. So you notice that for the verb for the verb أكلا becomes أكلوا. So we add something called واو الجماعة. واو. الجماعه.
It's group.
Group, that's right. Wow, we call it wow of the group, meaning that it is the wow that indicates. Did you assign them grades for the binder? Do you have the sheet of paper?
Yes.
Don't forget to give it to me. Okay. All right. So, let me take you here on the side for a minute and say أكلا. This is for male, one male gender. So for two male genders, for two or for one female gender, what do you say about أكلا if it's a female? What is it? You say, huh? Add the تاء. أكلت. Good job. أكلت. أكلت. I hear you speaking and talking about movie in the class. أكلت.
I was just asking where Anam is.
I said it's like one of those scary movies where people like start disappearing from the bathrooms.
One female gender. So the one female gender is أكلت. So أكل, أكلت. شرب, شربت. نام, نامت. لعب, لعبت. Okay. For the two male gender, say, becomes أكلا, becomes لو, أكلا. So So for two male gender, it's akala. For two female genders, akalata. Akalata.
So there's wel and jama'a, which means like wel, meaning of like the group. So whenever there's a group, there's like a special wel for it. And then ta'neen would be female.
Okay, I'm going to postpone this to the next time. Okay, and I'm going to give you a homework based on part A only. This one is part A and B. Okay? The one you have right there is part A and
B.
I'm going to post it online. Please go check online to see the homework.
So we did this website, guys.
Just one side. So the homework that you see right there is not for next time. So next time homework would be where? Next week homework would be where?
Online.
Online. Good job.